Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Sugar workers dissatisfied with new contracts and call for urgent meeting with management before the start of the sugarcane harvest. Government to accelerate plans to make the Law Reform Commission a statutory body. The Energy Ministry form partnerships with major global agencies to address the issue of shortage of storage, that is, in Barbados. And a Kenyan cult leader charged with the murder of close to 200 children in an apparent religious sacrifice. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Workers in the sugar industry are raising concerns about their new contractual arrangements with the management of the sugar industry mere weeks before the start of the sugar crop harvest. Some workers met with the Barbados Workers Union in a three-hour-long meeting at Solidarity House, where they expressed their dissatisfaction with the terms and conditions of their contracts. Speaking with media after the meeting, BWU Deputy General Secretary Dwayne Paul said occupational health and safety concerns, as well as timely payment of salaries, were among the issues raised by workers.
The staff are still concerned as it relates to matters of contract, timely payment of salaries and wages, and the matters of health and safety within the plant that need urgent attention, and the provision of safety equipment. The workers have expressed their concern that although they have heard from members of management and have had some assurances coming from the Office of the Minister of Agriculture, that this is not yet translated into action on the ground of BESCO.
Mr. Paul wants a meeting with the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company to address these issues.
The union, therefore, based on the information provided today, will be requesting meetings with the management of BESCO and to trash out the concerns put by the workers and to deal with the matters of contracts, which in the workers' view are incomplete and do not speak to the full terms and conditions that they would have expected to see on re-engagement. And they believe by not having such conditions, that is a breach or a violation of what they understood would be the re-engagement promise for workers of the industry.
Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Dwayne Paul. Government is pushing forward with plans to make the Law Reform Commission a statutory body. Attorney General Dale Marshall yesterday tabled the Law Revision and Law Reform Amendment Bill before the House of Assembly. Mr. Marshall explained that the commission would now have the authority to keep all of the country's laws under constant review and make recommendations for how they could be changed. He said this will allow the country to keep pace with legal concepts that are always evolving and get rid of some of the delays associated with law revision.
With this legislation, we are looking to move the Law Reform Commission away from being a government department. The umbilicus that connects the Law Reform Commission now to the ministry will essentially be cut and allow it to function as a body corporate in much the same way as CBC would function or National Housing Corporation or any of those other entities. So the reason this is the independence that it needs, and of equal importance, is the ability to move with alacrity and get the job that they've been asked to do done.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams said that the amendment will seek to keep the country's law books updated.
Many of the laws, sir, in our statutes are outdated. Some have irrelevant provisions. Some, the language and form and what the law was intended, crafted to address, has moved on with the passage of time, sir, a new innovation. So that while the purpose of the law still exists, you need to go back through the law to make the changes to bring it in line with what exists.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Some members of the public have been voicing support for government's cybercrime bill. The bill has garnered massive attention over the last week, with some individuals criticizing it as an attempt to curb freedom of speech. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, caller Joyanne Haig explained why she believes the bill is necessary.
From my understanding, it is really to protect people from what is happening with the fake news. Words are so powerful. And when you use them in a way that is hurtful, that is untrue, then there's a domino effect. There's freedom of speech, and then there's responsible freedom of speech. And the first rule is this going to cause unnecessary harm? Or should I say, is it true? Should people know about a situation? Yes, they should, but there's a process for that. How can you get a fair trial if everybody has an opinion of you before you are even tried for it? Now, yes, you and I may believe the person guilty, but I should not take to my keyboard and go out there and say, yes, the man did this to the woman and she do this and that and the third.
Joanne Haig from Haig Communications. Government has partnered with international agencies to address the issue of storage within the renewable energy sector. This was disclosed by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, during the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Green Expo. She detailed the challenge of storage amid a surplus in request for renewable energy projects, noting that government has cemented partnerships to improve storage and make the market more competitive.
We now have a partnership with the Rockefeller Fund, Bezos Fund, the IKEA Fund, where we have been able to benefit and continue to benefit from a series of interventions that are ongoing now. The government has announced that we intend to go to competitive procurement for systems above 10 megawatts. We have begun the process of designing a price cap mechanism that allows us to launch the first battery energy storage system auction in Barbados in 2024. We will have, during the course of the coming weeks, embedded storage expertise in the Fair Trading Commission. The gap between policy and regulation must close. We are doing it, and international partnerships have meant that it does not cost Barbados a cent.
The Energy Minister also disclosed that last year the Cabinet made the decision to extend the licenses of existing projects.
Every single day I was going into my office and I was seeing a slew of individual applications for license extension. And the way in which the legislation is drafted, you can only apply for an extension upon expiry, which means, again, you have to wait until your time runs out, knowing full well that your project has not yet been implemented before you can apply for an extension. And we made a decision because the legislation also allowed for a provision to be in there which says the minister has the discretion. And in that instance, in the interest of the public, we made the decision to use that discretion to automatically extend all existing licenses through December 2025.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Chair of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams, says their strategy to utilize sports tourism is bringing Barbados year-round visitor arrivals. She spoke to Starcom Network News on the sidelines of a press conference to announce the PGA Legends Golf Tournament at Apes Hill in May. Ms. Williams says the plan was to extend the winter season with the inclusion of additional activities past April.
You'll see us looking at golf, you'll see us looking at regattas, fishing tournaments are coming up, as well as cricket. And what this does is just keeps our tourism alive throughout the year and with these strategic partnerships. So you'll see June is normally a very quiet time of year, but now we could oversubscribe for cricket. So, and that's June. So traditionally it was quiet. Now we have a big sporting event. And then moving forward, we have this in May, June, and July, we have our traditional crop over.
Chair of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams. And finally, Kenyan cult leader Paul McKenzie and 29 associates were on Tuesday charged with the murder of 191 children whose bodies were found among hundreds of people buried in a forest. Prosecutors said McKenzie ordered his followers to starve themselves and their children to death so that they could go to heaven before the world ended in one of the world's worst cult-related disasters in recent history. Autopsies revealed that the majority of the 429 victims had died of hunger, but others, including children, appear to have been strangled, beaten, or suffocated. Recapping the headlines. Sugarcane workers dissatisfied with new contracts and call for urgent meetings with government before the start of the sugarcane harvest. government to accelerate plans to make the Law Reform Commission a statutory body. The Energy Ministry forms partnerships with major global agencies to address the issue of storage in Barbados. And a Kenyan cult leader charged with the murder of close to 200 children in an apparent religious sacrifice. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.